Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Natries Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book All the Beauty in the World, The Metropolitan Museum of Art and Me by Patrick Bringley is a mesmerizing memoir that traverses the transformative power of art, grief, and the quest for meaning within the vast halls of one of the world's most renowned art institutions, the Metropolitan Museum of Art. After a personal tragedy, Bringley, a former editor at The New Yorker, opts for a radical change in his life. He leaves his prestigious job to become a guard at the Met, seeking solace and understanding in the presence of centuries-old art. Bringley's journey is both a physical wandering among masterpieces and an introspective quest, revealing how art can heal, inspire, and alter our perceptions of life and death. Through his unique lens, readers are invited to explore the Met not just as a museum, but as a sanctuary of human creativity and a mirror to the soul. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the healing power of art. Patrick Bringley's narrative strongly underscores the healing power of art, emphasizing how engagement with art can serve as a balm for the wounded soul. Through his experiences as a guard at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, Bringley encounters numerous artworks that speak to him on an emotional level, allowing him to process his grief and find a semblance of peace. This part of the narrative delves into specific instances where art helped Bringley navigate through his sorrow, highlighting works that catalyzed significant moments of revelation and healing. It serves as a poignant reminder of how art transcends mere aesthetic enjoyment, acting as a medium for emotional expression, catharsis, and recovery. Secondly, the role of the Metropolitan Museum of Art. The Metropolitan Museum of Art, often known simply as the Met, plays a central role in Bringley's memoir, functioning as both the setting and an almost character-like presence in his journey. This segment explores the history and significance of the Met, not just as a repository of art, but as a living, breathing entity that impacts the lives of those who walk its galleries. It examines how the museum's diverse collections, from ancient Egyptian artifacts to modern American painting, create a unique environment for exploration, learning, and personal growth. Bringley's interactions with both the art and the patrons who come to view it reveal the dynamic relationship between museum, art, and observer, showcasing the Met as a place of infinite discovery and inspiration. Thirdly, understanding grief and loss, All the Beauty in the World, also serves as a profound treatise on grief and loss, portraying Bringley's personal journey through mourning. It dissects the complex emotions and stages associated with grieving, offering insights into how one can navigate this tumultuous period. Bringley's candid recounting of his feelings following the loss of his brother provides a deeply intimate look into the transformative nature of grief. This section reflects on the universal aspects of mourning, the search for meaning in the aftermath of loss, and the various coping mechanisms individuals adopt, including immersing oneself in work, seeking out beauty, or engaging with art, as Bringley did. In conclusion, All the Beauty in the World, The Metropolitan Museum of Art and Me, is a deeply moving memoir that vividly demonstrates the profound impact art can have on the human spirit. Patrick Bringley's journey offers valuable insights into dealing with grief, finding meaning, and the transformative power of beauty. This book is a must-read for anyone who has ever found solace in art, as well as for those who are navigating through loss and seeking comfort and understanding. It's also recommended for lovers of art and museum enthusiasts, providing a unique behind-the-scenes look at the Met. Ultimately, Bringley's narrative is a testament to the resilience of the human heart and the enduring power of art to heal, inspire, and transform lives. If you would like to support Patrick Bringley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.